Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning, everybody. So nice to see you all. What a great, wonderful wash-away day and this wonderful rain we've had that we've needed so much. You know, it reminds me of times in our life when, you know, sometimes we need to cry to wash away some of the emotions and the negative. And sometimes we cry because it's just very tender-hearted. We're tender-hearted, and it's a good thing. So this morning I woke up with something I hadn't thought of for years, but something, if you've gone to a traditional church, you've probably heard the story of Jesus when he said, "Suffer not the little children that they should come to me." In other words, don't keep them away, bring them. But I had a different intake on it this morning. I thought, oh, I thought, you know, using it as a parable, that inner voice within, those children that are here today, I thought, you know, the children being born in the Aquarian age, number one, are different. But I was thinking, what if our children, and I know metaphysical children are taught about that great power within them and that great I am within them, that God presence within them. So when they are confronted with something negative, they know where to go and where to place it. They know where to go within themselves. And I begin to think about, most of us have had trauma as children. I feel, I don't know, most of my friends have had some kind of trauma as children. I've had quite a bit. And, you know, as you go on, you learn to love that child and put it in perspective place. And I've done a lot of that. But, you know, there's blocks if we can't raise that and get rid of that and look at it for what it is. So even as adults, when we have those traumas as children, we need to see ourselves as children and love ourselves and open ourselves to that divine essence, that great I am within us, to help wash away and do our forgiveness and put it in its proper perspective. I know through the years, we were helping to remodel a church in Muncie, Indiana at one time, and this gentleman said, "Oh, I can't do anything. My father never taught me how to do anything. I can hold things for you." We were making a classroom for the children with air conditioning. Stan said, "Well, my father never taught me either, but out of necessity, I learned." But in this great day of the internet, anybody can learn what to do. But the thing of it is, if you take it back, so many people walking around, not so much now, but in the past, and some people today, walking around blindly, not realizing that right now, in this present day, at this present moment, at this time, there is that God essence within everyone, where when we learn, we can tap into it. I have a squaw sunlight, a yellow cloud, and a dawn ray. So the sun means a lot to me. These are my little guides and big protective guides. And I've always loved the sun, the sunset, the morning sun, and the big bright sun that gives us so much warmth and gives us life, gives everything life. Without the sun, do you realize we wouldn't be here? Because nothing would grow. Well, Spirit tells us, and science tells us, somewhere in the universe of universes, there's a central sun. But Spirit allows us and has told us that it's a spiritual sun. And we need that essence for us to be in balance spiritually. As we're walking in this human existence. Last week we spoke about meditation. We spoke about going in that place, knocking on the door within, finding that God self. Well, you know, people look at tough times, sometimes with children, and they wonder, oh, how are they ever going to make it? But I remember a time, because I'd lost my family, and when being unhappy, I've told the story before, and climbed the apple tree. And in climbing the apple tree and just getting away and hiding, I realized at the time, now, at that time, I was actually meditating, not knowing what I was doing. And I was learning to listen. And I began to get philosophy. And it really helped me. Until someday I told it, and people said, oh, that's not true, that's your imagination. And I quit it temporarily. It's a learning experience. But I realize that's where I get my answers still. That is truly where I get my answers. That's where I get my inspiration for Sunday sermons. That's where I need time to be alone to get into that quiet, soothing listening. Where I ask, I knock on the door. First of all, I always say, God, I love you. And I ask that door to open. And if you do that mentally, even here, you can't help but feel a difference. But one thing I have learned, when you listen to the voice in meditation, and it might take practice, it's not a voice. It's what is going on in your mind. It's kind of like a voice, but it's kind of like a thought. And you, in training, in listening, and being quiet in meditation, and learning how to quiet that earth mind that's like this all the time, is learning how to stabilize it, learning how to get control of it, learning how to master it when you need it, to listen. And then the second step is to trust it. You know, you might find this hard to believe, but I never wanted to be a minister. I never wanted to stand up in front of anybody. And when I was first, we used to have student services where I was. And it took me the courage of standing before a firing squad to do this. I never felt like I was good enough. But you know what? When you're asked to do something, then you open up your heart, and I begin to meditate. I wouldn't know a month before I was going to be on. I begin to meditate every day, and I'd write down what I meditated on. And at the end, I thought, oh, there's my sermon. There it is. And then all of a sudden, it was shorter and shorter. I wouldn't get it till Sunday morning. And then most of the time I don't get it till here. I'll get a word, but you'll see me scratching there. Used to, I didn't have to scratch, but at this age I have to scratch because I'm afraid I'll forget. But the next thing is to trust it. You have to trust. No matter what you're doing, it'll start simple. Trust it. What are they asking you to do? What is that great energy within you asking you to do? Because that real self within you knows why you came to this earth plane. And they know what you wanted to accomplish when you made that decision. So it's the best guidance you can ever get. You know, some people want to interfere with other people's lives and, oh, that'll be wrong. So what if it is wrong? You'll learn more by doing it wrong than you ever did by doing everything right. But if it's in your heart to do something, maybe that's the experience that you need. The next thing is to obey. Trust it, then obey. I tell you, if you learn to listen in those ways, do not let someone else tell you it's impossible, because it is not. And you can prove it to yourself. Now, are there times when we are in some kind of a vibration where it's tough times? Of course it is. There's all kinds of negative things going out in the world today, back and forth. sometimes it's hard to be centered. And you know what, though? When things get really traumatic, we can't have change until we are sick and tired of what's going on. That's the only thing, normally, that encourages us to do our part and make a change. It's not just the United States of America. It's all over. People are wanting change. They're wanting to be kind. I saw on Facebook this morning, our dear Laura said, please be kind. Democrats, Republicans, be kind. Be respectful of one another. We can all do that. It doesn't matter whether it's propaganda or whether it's not. We are in control of us. Well, there was a time when a group of women and myself, it was Doris and Vi, wanted a chapel here. And so we had gone to a manifesting class in Alabama. And on the way home, I said, okay, we can't get involved in this. I said, let's just pretend like we're nuns and we're pregnant with the church. And when a woman is pregnant, she doesn't know when exactly that baby's going to be birthed. But you know it's coming. Now, neither Vi nor Doris had ever had children, so they thought that was a little strange at first. But you know, I swear, that's how this came about. Now, do light workers have troubles at times? Yes. I will tell you, there are different times, different months, different years. All of a sudden, there will be a day when I hear from people I haven't heard from for a long time. This week, I heard from someone who used to be in religious science. I heard from a unity person. I heard from two or three other light workers that are trying to do their jobs that were just a little discouraged and just wanted to talk with someone who understood. And you know what we came up with? Our human existence, our world, is pregnant for something better than what we've got. We've heard so much about the trials and the tribulations and what is going on. But there are changes coming. And sometimes those changes, the birth of anything, brings pain. But don't look at the pain. Look at the end of what you would like it to be. I know that Spirit said many years ago that at the end of this time and going into the Aquarian Age, there again would be a time when we no longer had to lock our doors. It would be so safe because people would be changed. I believe, and that's why I chose the Aquarius song today. I thought we need to get excited about what's coming, not what is. We need to be excited about what we want, not what we don't want. And to know that in life, sometimes, the greatest thing we can do when we're in those tribulations, testing times, and all of a sudden we think we've lost everything, the most important thing we can do is to hold on to our truth. Even maybe our heart can't feel it momentarily. But to hold on to our truth while that growth takes place and we become aware of the sun again and we go, oh, yes, I was looking in this direction. I forgot to look beyond. I was looking about what physical Connie could do instead of what the light within could do. I forgot to surrender to that light. I forgot to listen again. And to trust and to know that people are here today to evoke love, to evoke kindness, to evoke joy, and to reach out your hand and say, I can help you. We can get through this. It seems like in this time of the great divisions, people stand back. And we've forgotten all about this. But it only takes one person. I tell you, I'm telling you, if you smile with kindness wherever you go, you will attract the nicest people. And I always talk about Costco. I met the dearest lady there. The dearest, it's like, oh, we're best friends and we don't even know each other's name. And my husband's already walking out. He goes, where are you? I got so engrossed, I forgot that he was checking out and leaving. But you know, it's that companionship, not just with your friends, but people that you're attracted to, or maybe they're attracted to you, in kindness. That allowed me to know that day, we're in an okay place today. Changes don't take place by presidents or dictators. Change takes place in the hearts of the people. God bless you all.